Blog Talk Radio.
Education is freedom, which it should be, then good luck to him. I wish him all the best. That's what education is for, higher education, or music or something. It's to expand your horizons. If you want to learn, don't prevent somebody from learning, you know. I'm not going to repeat, you know, I mentioned the dream killers, the naysayers, the haters, you know. It's like, I have pity for them because what they're trying to do is commit a crime, a crime of breaking down someone's spirit. You can't do that. What they need to do is heal themselves, look in the mirror, and realize they can do the same and go further. All the answers to their problems is in the mirror. I realize that it hurts, it's painful when I experience the haters, the naysayers, you know, say, oh, I can't do it. Listen, singing. I'm too fat. I can't sing a note. I can't listen to that. Negative situation, negative consequences, yes, I can't listen to that. I keep doing it because I can't let someone prevent me from being successful. This is a crime. If I stop going for my dreams, it will kill my soul, my spirit, my livelihood. I can't do that. I don't want to die spiritually. I want to continue. I can't do that to somebody else. I got to enhance people. So I got to be nice to people, you know, even people who I don't like or people who I'm, you know, I'm going to say that. I got to like everybody, but some people, people I have problems with, even people who I have problems with, I ain't going to get in the way and stop them from making their dreams come true. If they're about to get a big job or be discovered and get big win a lot, I got to, you know, if they know they're going to win hundreds and hundreds of thousands, I'm going to be like, oh, you are, huh? Well, go for it. I wish you all the best. May all your dreams come true. I can't stop them. I hurt myself. I'm going to hurt myself if I stop somebody from going for something positive. That is going to hurt me. I can't do it. It's really something deep inside. I know I have to adhere to. If it's positive and it's going to help you, I mean, going for a doctorate, a lawyer, that's positive. That's going to help somebody. Going for 3 masters, going to get a good job, going to a school of business, going to a technical school to learn to typing, whatever. I mean, if it's going, that's helping you. That's positive. Positive situation, positive consequences. You can't get in somebody's way. I can't prevent somebody from being successful. I wouldn't want nobody to do that to me either. It's a crime if somebody gets in their way. They can't do it. I mean, it's essential that that I must be positive to myself and let myself reach the depths of my soul and go after for what I want. I can't go and hurt nobody to get there. I'm not going to step on somebody to get there. You know, it's essential. I mean, I know all of you are out there going for your dreams, you know. I'm just saying, you know, go for it. I hope it all come true. It's only going to help. It's only going to help. It's only going to help the world. Everybody's going to see it. It's going to help other dreams come true. People get inspired. They feel good when they see somebody's dreams come true. Now, if they feel jealous or if they feel envious, I can understand. But don't use that envy to commit a crime or something evil. They shouldn't be jealous because the person that's succeeding is a good thing and they got different shoes. You can't fit into that person's shoes. Everybody's unique. So if you see somebody seemingly having it all or going up, realize that person's got different shoes. They really probably worked a long, hard work to get up there. They really went through the ins and out. And realize that if you're jealous, you can just look at yourself and say, well, if they can do that, I can be somebody too. When you kill a dream, it hurts everybody. somebody's other dreams won't happen. It affects other people. Then they feel, well, their dreams didn't happen, then maybe mine ain't going to happen either. We don't want that to happen. Negativity spreads from the killing of a dream. You can't, it hurts. It's like killing somebody literally. The blood of life just engulfs on everybody around them. It hurts everybody. We can't do it. We must let people be themselves. Don't prevent me or somebody else from being successful or being positive or making it to the top or making it in music because it's a crime. It is. It's essential. If you help somebody get to the top, you're only going to be blessed because it's going to come back to you. When you do good things, it does come back to you. You don't realize when you help people and you do nice things to people and say nice things, it's a boomerang. If you don't believe me, watch what happens. Karma does come back to those who hurt people and come back to those who help people. It's like a cycle. How you deal with one person, that cycle of personality and that cycle of interaction will go to another person. It's going to follow you. Because I do believe in karma, and I still have stuff I have to work on myself, you know. Trying to get to that dream, it's hard, you know. I have trouble concentrating on LSAT. Failed it. I ain't failed it. I didn't do that well. Not up my alley. But then I have to realize I have to just do the best I can. Or I didn't sing that well on that tape. And that's like, well, the negativity is, here's to all the negatives, the naysayers and the haters. Here's what they said. I'm paranoid because I complain or about something somebody said. Or I don't have enough talent. Or I have this. I can't listen to those haters, those naysayers. They're around me. They're going to do it anyway. If you choose to be in that position of hating people, you're gonna stay that way. I can't do it. I can't be in that situation. See, that's the process of successful people have to say, okay, I want to go there, I want to go there, I go there. But people want to choose their own direction. If they're an adult, then they make their own direction. Everybody's different. Everybody's good at one thing and somebody's good at another. Everybody has different dreams and different goals and different wants and needs. Actions speak louder than words in terms of how they get there, but it also how we interact and how we treat other human beings. If we're going to block their way and say, you can't be a star, you can't be a doctor, stay at a master's degree. That's a crime. It's painful. It kills. It can kill someone literally, spiritually. It can hurt. We can't let that happen. I can't let that happen. I can't let that do that to someone else. It's too pain. I have to continue because I have to prevent a crime from being occurring. I can't be no tragedy. I can't be no. I can't be somebody who's going to. Untimely. I can't be no untimely death. I can't be no somebody who lost it because somebody else got in their way. I am not born to be a tragedy. I'm not born to see my dreams broken. I am not born to see to come up short. I am born to see triumph. I am born to be fulfilled. I am born to cross the finish line. I can't do that to myself. I must continue. And you realize when you go after it, you're going to go further from when you started. And you will find it. If you don't find that dream come true, you look around you, look at the little things, and look around you where you're going. You find out that in essence it does happen in a way that you don't expect. like when my goal to be in the music industry, I was so young, you know, I was young and I was like, after a while I didn't see anything. It's like, well, and even now I'm like, where's I'm going, you know? Then I realized I do have a song on iTunes. I do have some attention on YouTube. I was in the DVDs. I did release a lot of some songs. I released 3 or 4 CDs. I did. So I may not got into the way I want, but I actually did fulfill that my song is out for people to buy. So, yeah, now I'm a professional artist, and I'm still going. Yeah, I'm seeing glimpses of what of a dream that I want. I may not see the whole entire perspective, but I am seeing what I really want. I have a little some fame, a little, you know, it's like, wow, you know, maybe a little, or may not be what I want, but I actually am getting somewhere a little bit more than I did the day before, because I made a choice to try to go after it, and I'm going to continue to see where I go. It doesn't matter what happens. I could fall on my face tomorrow. I'm going to go after that dream because I can't kill myself. I can't let my spirit perish. I must rise. Rise. Overcome. And continue to live. And if someone else comes to me, and I have had people come to me who are in the music industry. Guys say he was getting a record deal. I saw somebody who was at, you know, the university. They say they got a record deal. They got a Grammy Award. Yeah, obviously I mentioned Envy, and I mentioned, I'm like, oh, I wish I, and then I'm like, but I didn't feel, I only wished the best for them, you know, it's like, I had this, like, I only want, oh, I wish I can get there, but I'm glad that they got it, because it shows that they went for their dream, and it came true, and it inspires me, so I'm glad that their dreams come true. If someone came to me and I had people, I always tell them, I hope your dreams come true. You'll make it in Hollywood. You'll make it as an attorney. Yeah, you're going to Southwestern. Yeah, you're going to make it as an attorney. You're going to be very successful. I always have to say that to other people. Because when I do, it helps me. It helps me. It spreads. So, to prevent me or someone else from being successful is a crime. A crime. Don't let it happen. To all the haters, naysayers, negative people, stop. Look at yourself in the mirror and realize that's where you need to look at. You'll find peace. By breathing positivity into you and liking yourself, and realize there's more possibilities than from what you've seen. That's all I have to say. Good night from Dope Night.